Should any of these Democratic candidates succeed, it will someday be his job to follow President Bush's example tonight, to go to Congress and deliver the annual State of the Union speech. Tim Carney is a columnist for the conservative think tank America's Future Foundation. We're talking to him about what conservatives are hoping for and expecting tonight. Tim Carney, what would that be from President Bush's speech?
The number one item, and we have reason to suspect something to be said on this, is a reform of Social Security. Last year, conservatives felt like they kind of bit the bullet going along with a gigantic Medicare reform, which included a prescription drug entitlement. This year, we want to hear the president start moving towards private accounts in Social Security.
One conservative objection to the Medicare reform was that it was so expensive. Would Social Security reform save the government money?
It would be a short-term increase in expenditures in all likelihood, but with very clear signs that over the long term, 15 years, it would start saving money. Allegedly, the Medicare bill over time is supposed to start saving money, but no conservatives really buy into that, which is particularly troubling at a time when deficits are running high, endangering another thing we'd like to hear tonight, which is that the tax cuts that were passed in 2001 and 2002 will be made permanent. Because now they're set to phase out in 2011 through 2012.
Yeah. Well, why is it that you think that the president might talk about Social Security tonight? You say you have some hints about this?
Well, this is something the White House does, and every White House has done this for decades. Now, we're to select media outfits, they leak out little bits of what's going to happen. So they've made it clear to some of the conservative media that we're going to hear about Social Security reform. They turn to CNN and the mainstream, more liberal media and talk about, well, there's going to be a new job retraining program for all the people who got laid off and are getting hired in new fields. So they make sure to sort of give you a taste of what to expect so that the news cycle can get rolling, so it has some momentum by the time that President Bush tonight mentions these programs, and they're not coming completely out of the blue.
You think this will be the lead in the coverage of the president's speech tomorrow morning? The president's talking about changing Social Security.
I think that will be one lead. Another lead will be his talking about the war. He's going to have to do some defending of his war against Iraq. And I think that increasingly of late, there's been evidence on both sides that it was a success and a failure. The unprompted surrender, basically, of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya shows what it does to throw out tyrants like Saddam Hussein. But then, obviously, there's a negative news that's come down. So the president will spend some time defending his war in Iraq, which, and last year he made some embarrassing statements about weapons transfers that didn't exist in Africa. But this year we'll see him saying why this was a just war, why it was a right war, why the world is better off, and why America is safer afterwards.
You said there have been failures as well in Iraq. What do you mean?
Well, the Paul O'Neill book coming out, the book where he was a primary source, Colin Powell also admitting that some of the intelligence...
This is the former Secretary of Treasury and Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, saying, well, these weapons, it turns out, weren't really there.
Yes, and so while inside the Bush administration they know why they fought this war and that it had a lot to do with reshaping the Middle East, the publicly given reasons about weapons of mass destruction, those turned out to be less than fully verifiable.
Tim Carney, a columnist for the conservative America's Future Foundation. Tim, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.